understanding and overcoming your head trash.
Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen.
All right, everybody. I'm so excited to have an amazing person that I look up to dearly in my business on for helping us with overcoming our head trash and doing a mindset overhaul. So today I have Pam, who is a yogi, innovator, info gathering, pattern junkie, who integrates the fields of yoga, mindfulness, brain science, movement, and business. She's a licensed clinical social worker, mindfulness teacher, business coach, and 500-hour experienced registered yoga teacher. Quite the mouthful. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you on.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So today we're going to talk about having a mindset overhaul and the importance of how this is going to impact individuals' lives in their in today's world and what's going on with today's world. But we got to keep it on a positive note. We got to stay positive and absolutely not let it take over our mindset. So I would like for you to go into a little bit about what you do, who you are, and how this all really, what this means for you.
Okay, cool. I'm a therapist. I've been a therapist for 20 years. And I really have been working with women, mostly heart-centered, us heart-centered folks, to clear away all of the head trash and the stuff that's kind of gets in the way of our moving forward. Our fears, our insecurities, our doubts. And we're kind of in a time frame where there's lots of that going on. You know, there's lots of fear, insecurity, and doubt just in the world. Yeah. Uncertainty in the world for sure. And we have added stressors too, because, you know, you and I both have kids at home. And mm-hmm. And a lot of us do, right. Yeah. So we're trying to like do our things and homeschool.
Yep.
When I'm not a teacher, that's not right. My thing. Yeah.
Be a teacher and a mom and a partner and a coworker and a boss and like all of the titles that we carry. And it's like, so what am I right now? What hat am I wearing? What hat am I not wearing? And then my self hat, like that's the hat that we always let fall. But when that falls, everything else falls.
Yes. Manage all of the things.
Oh, you're back. Okay. the fear and, you know, of like, maybe there's not gonna be food. Am I going to have a job? Am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to take care of my family? Are people going to start looting? How am I going to protect myself? Like all of the media. So that's one of my big things. Yeah. I need to go off on a tangent on this for a little bit. Like media is like controls our mindset in so many ways. And they said that the two like top movies on Netflix was like Contagion and something else, you know, Outbreak. Instantly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw that on Netflix. And actually one of the posts I sent out the other day was like, you know, it talks about kind of what you put in is just as important as what's already in there and what you're doing. And so if you're putting in, I was like, don't follow what Netflix says is the thing right now. Don't watch Outbreak. Like it's not a good idea. Because fear is contagious. Mm-hmm. And you know, you walk into the grocery store and you're like, I just need to pick up some milk, and you get in there and there's like nothing or very mm-hmm. little. And you start panicking. You start buying all the things that you would never in a million years buy.
Right.
You just like, just so you have food, you throw it in your cart. You're like, there is enough. Yeah. You need to come back to this understanding that there is enough.
And that like the Easter Bunny chocolates, like they were stocking shelves of Easter Bunnies and stuff. And it's like, buy one or two, you know, you can live without chocolate. You feed your body with the healthy things you need to feed. Like the processed food side of the store was completely empty. And then the fruits and veggie side was completely full.
Right. And like, can we just talk about for like 10 seconds, the impact that that type of diet has on your brain health?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's awful. It's terrible. Yeah. And if you're feeding your kids and then you're like, okay, so I'm trying to homeschool my children who cannot pay attention now because they had Oreos for breakfast.
You're right.
Right. And you're losing your mind as a mother and they're losing their mind as children. And then your spouse is working from home and you all want to murder each other.
Yeah.
It's not a good situation.
No.
Leave the Oreos and the chocolate bunnies and the Cadbury mini eggs and the jelly beans at the damn store.
Right. And it's like, if you want to have a treat here and there and you can regulate how much your body actually needs for that junk, which it doesn't need it, but you know, being careful of not overcoming. And so we're kind of getting into numbing out. So we numb out with TV, we numb out with screen time or electronics, whatever. We numb out with overeating, with overworking, and having this unrealistic expectation on ourselves. And what that picture looks like for us is really, it's unhealthy. And so if you're sitting here like binge eating a whole thing of Oreos or bunny Reese's or whatever they are, that is just going to kill your body and fill it full of sugar. You know, having one coffee a day, don't feel like if you feel, so now we can get into, if you feel that I need to have chocolate right now. Oh, it's like that anxiety in your chest or whatever it is. And you're trying to overcome how you're feeling. It's like, what do you need to do in that moment instead of go to the drugs or alcohol or anything else that is
sugar, binge. Is huge spending. Like you is seeing like people are just sitting in front of their Amazon. Devices and shopping anywhere that they can. Yeah, it is kind of an interesting, and certainly there are times that your body needs things. It doesn't need chocolate, but if it's telling you it needs chocolate, it probably needs something. There's probably some nutrient that you're missing, probably because you're eating Oreos for dinner and breakfast and whatever other things. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's the, you know, we're really fortunate. I live out in the country, and so I'm really fortunate that I have lots of farms. I mean, we're vegetarians. We eat eggs, but we're vegetarians. So, but I can go and get, like, I'm not worried about whether there's eggs at the store because I can go to the farm and get eggs. And that's where I like to get them anyway.
Right.
You know, so there's lots of resources. Opportunities. Yeah, there's lots of resources where I am and pretty close to where you are.
Yeah, totally.
And certainly some of the country doesn't have that, but like, we've got to look at what we do have control over, what we can do. And we can not buy 400 packages of toilet paper, and we can not buy Oreos.
Right.
Because guess what? None of us are strong enough to sit at home day in and day out and stare at the Oreos on the shelf and not eat them. I don't care who you are.
Nope.
I don't care who you are. And I have, and I have really good friends that are like fitness buffs and this is their thing. And they're like, dude, I bought junk for my kids and now I want to eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, that is this.
In setting yourself up for success in the sense of your habits are going to then your child is going to pick up on those habits. So if you're giving your kid something, having that same expectation for, if you have the expectation for yourself, you're going to eat healthy. You need to have that same expectation for your child or your children or your family. And that's important. That's the kind of work that I do and I love doing with people is having that conversation. If you're on one page and your partner's on a different page and you want this, but your partner says no or vice versa, that's not okay. Neither of you get what you want in that situation. Right. One doesn't get yes and one doesn't get no. Like compromising is so important in that. But I would like to talk about now other techniques and skills and your website that you have created and such.
Yeah. So mindset is huge, and mindset impacts our day to day. It is like, if we can't control what's going on in our head, how can we control anything that's going on outside of us? And the beauty of what's going on inside of our heads, and now I've been a therapist for a really long time, I understand that like feelings arise, thoughts arise. You get to decide though what you do with those things. And just because you feel something doesn't mean you have to act in a certain way, right? It's the same when we're talking about junk food. Just because I feel like I want to eat that junk doesn't mean I have to. And we've all been there. We've all had things that have been big enough motivations. And I remember when I got married, I was like, I am going to be a size, whatever. and I want to fit into this wedding dress and I want to look like this. And so that was a big enough motivator for me to show up at places and be like, no, I don't want a glass of wine. That has too many calories in it. No, I don't want a piece of cake that I'm not eating that right now. I'm putting only these things into my body and I've detoxed from all of that stuff. And it's really easy to sustain when you have a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where mindset comes from, right? So if you can put down the Oreos and the candy and the cookies and the cakes and the excessive alcohol consumption, all of those things, when you have a big enough goal, why do we say, oh, just because I'm home, I'm going to resort back to that stuff, right? So the idea with mindset is that we make a conscious choice to do something differently.
Right.
And it can be really, really challenging to even recognize when you're in that spiral, because it's like stepping mm-hmm. into a rabbit hole, mm-hmm. right? You're like, oh, it's like Girl Scout cookie season, right? So who's like yeah. bought a box of Girl Scout cookies and going to eat one? And then you're yeah. like,
whole
entire sleeve of cookies is gone. Who ate all those? And you're the yeah. only one there. It wasn't yep. your kids. It wasn't your husband. It was you while you were like at the computer working or yeah. writing a blog or editing something. Right.
Yep.
So it's really like, and you kind of mentioned this idea of like setting yourself up for success. It's really important to do that with your head as well. And what I find to be some of the most valuable skills or strategies is really like the practice of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. And there's lots of different ways to practice mindfulness. And that's the beauty of kind of the mindfulness meditation, right? I am solidly immersed in the yoga community. I have a huge community of yogis that I, you know, co-teach with, I lead trainings with, I lead retreats with. I've got friends that like their job 100% is they teach meditation. Awesome. And there are so many styles of meditation out there. And if you have like a style that works really well for you, awesome. But if you don't, and you're like, I can't meditate. I mean, I was like, you could probably hear it in me, right? Like yeah. ADD brain.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place. I yeah. have 4,000 ideas happening at once. And so for me,
same.
When I first started meditating, yeah. When I first started meditating, I was like, this is going to be a friggin' joke.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's no way. There's no way. And then I found mindfulness and I was like, huh, what is this thing? And so mindfulness is really just the practice of being present in the moment, focusing on one thing at a time. And it could be anything. So there's two styles, you know, we kind of look at like branches. There's two branches of mindfulness. There's okay. structured and unstructured. And so structured mindfulness might be like sitting in meditation in the morning, might be that kind of that classic, like, let me sit in meditation and,
right.
you know, breathe and do something that is like, maybe it's listening to a recording on the apps that are out there, Headspace, Calm. There's a lot of them. Those two come to the top of my head very quickly. Where someone is telling you to focus on the inhale and focus on the exhale, and you're following the breath and the body, or maybe it's a body scan. Jon Kabat-Zinn, really his work around mindfulness really focuses on body scans. 100%. That's like his go-to. It could be some long sophisticated body scan where you scan from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and bottom of your feet back to the top of your head, and look at all the little pieces. Or you could just be like,
I'm going to control my thoughts.
Yeah. Or let me focus on the palms of my hands.
Yes.
Right. And so the idea, so that's like a more structured meditation. And then the non-structured mindfulness would be like, I'm going to focus only on brushing my teeth when I'm brushing my teeth, not on the list of things I have to do.
Right.
I'm going to focus only on washing my hair when I'm washing my hair, not on the things that my kids have to do for their homeschooling or the things that are coming next or whatever. I'm just going to be in that moment. And it doesn't have to be long moments.
And well, in those moments are so important. Like when I started doing that with my hair, like I actually started massaging my own head, and you're just sitting there like massaging your head, and nothing else matters but the feeling that you're providing to your own body. Like it's yes. so beneficial. And then when you're brushing your teeth, staring at yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, like actually looking your soul through your soul in your eyes, just like you look through everybody else's soul through right. your eyes. Recently I was doing a somewhat structured meditation. I was laying down and I picture everything white. Otherwise, I'll picture the room and focus on way too many things. So I just picture my bed has this big white, it's all white. My bed's there, but it's white or wherever I'm sitting. That everything else around me is just a big white hole. I can see endlessly for white. And I was trying so hard to look myself in the eyes and I couldn't do it. I saw my collarbone, I saw my fingers, I saw my cheekbones, like the things that I obviously love about my body. And then I was like trying so hard just like to recognize myself in my eyes. I wanted to see in my own soul, you know, meditatively, because some people I'm sure are like, what? You can't look in your own eyes, right? And it's like, no, you can. And that is a very important, you know, meditation of, and that simple act is controlling your thoughts. It's allowing yourself to stop the inner story and change the painting that you are drawing of yourself every single day in your mind. And once you get this idea of subconscious thoughts versus conscious thoughts and pictures and everything, it's just so fascinating what you can actually do with your day-to-day emotional state.
Yeah, it actually causes a rewiring in the brain. Mm-hmm. So the synapses rewire the, you know, the flow of neurons and neuroconnectors and all of that kind of
talk
stuff.
Talk nerdy to me.
Yeah, it all, actually all rewires. And so then if you've ever been in this situation, and I'll come back to a mindfulness strategy in a moment, but if you've ever been in this situation where somebody does something that makes you feel a really big emotion, like you're angry, you're sad, you want to throw something, you want to scream, you want to, and you're like, and you just have the opportunity to pause and you think, it's probably not the best idea here, right? We tend to do that, those things at work, right? Yeah, that tends to be the place where people go, oh yeah, I cannot, you know, somebody can say something to me and I can go and swallow it down and then deal with it later.
Yeah.
But we get into our home or no, our
let it go.
With our friends or with our spouses, and it's really hard to find the space. And so mindfulness actually gives us the opportunity. It's like the pause button. You can just simply pause, and then you get to ask yourself, what do I want to do? What's next? Now what? Right? Instead of just reacting, you know, because that's the cognitive behavioral chain, right? Feeling, you know, thought, feeling, action. Instead of just jumping right into that action because you've had a thought and you've experienced an emotion, you have the ability to pause and step back and rewire the patterns, you know, rewire the way that the brain works and start to look at, hey, this is a pattern that shows up over and over again. Is this a me pattern? This is a me pattern. You know, I feel this way in this moment based on my own crap, based on my own head trash, the things I believe about myself, whether I invented those or whether they came from, you know, when I was 2 years old. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where they came from. The important part is to recognize that they are patterns and that they continue to show up and that you got to clear that shit out or it's going to stick with you forever.
And how do we change that? So you were saying you're going to go back to mindfulness patterns and then talk about a little bit about your program that you've got set up and starting soon.
Yeah, sure. So one of those mindfulness strategies I like to use is, and I posted this on social media the other day, maybe it was yesterday. But one of the ones that I really like is using the five senses. And so you pick the five senses and you can do any order you want. And I kind of vary it depending on the day. But so during the day, you make a conscious choice each day and you say, today I'm going to notice five things I see, four things I hear, three things I feel, two things I taste. Which one am I missing? One thing I smell, right? And it doesn't matter what the order is. You just set it up. You just go down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Those are the things that I'm going to consciously be aware of today. So as you move through your day, you're like, oh, that cup of coffee smells amazing. I'm just going to take a moment and recognize how that smell impacts me. Right. And I mean, smell, honestly, our olfactory organ, our sniffer, right. it has the strongest link to memories.
Wow.
And so of any other sense, it has the strongest link. And
that's
so
awesome. I didn't know that.
You'll hear this from people where they'll like smell a perfume or whatever. They'll be like, oh, that smells like my grandmother. I just had this crazy memory of my grandmother come flooding in. Like, yeah, absolutely. Yep. That's what happens. So it's really cool how we're already wired and we have the ability to kind of change that wiring with mindfulness. Yeah. And resiliency is something that comes from that, right? Our ability to be resilient.
Resilience and overcoming our resistance. And so how many modules do you have in your program that you have, your mini course?
My mini course is 6 modules.
Okay.
It's going to be an evergreen course, so it will be up and people can access it. A lot of my other courses are like group coaching courses that we do together and we walk through it in a slow pace. This course, which is the mindset overhaul, is really designed to help us in the midst of this chaos that we're in right now.
Okay.
I'm working really hard. I'm still like putting it together. I'm working really hard at making sure that it's something that stays relevant. Because I think that this is something that's really important. What goes on in our mind? How do we calm our inner chaos? How do we find our resiliency and shift to a resilient mindset? The things that I use all the time with my coaching clients and my therapy clients, mindfulness, journaling. I've got a bunch of journaling prompts in there. I talk about how to get creative in your business, like how to be offering, because those of us that move from a heart space and want to help people, right? That's what we want to do. We want to help people.
Yes.
We've got to figure out a way to continue to help people. And so that's another aspect of this, as well as finding the balance, because good Lord, I took a picture yesterday of me sitting at my kitchen table, which has become my office, trying to work. And there's like me and my computer and my notebooks, because I still write everything paper and like everything is on a piece of paper. Write everything out and then I type it in. It's just that there's actually a neurological benefit to that. That's why I do it. And then the entire rest of the table is covered in Legos. Like all these things. I have my 10-year-old will be 11 on Saturday.
Yes.
And all these like, she's building Legos all day. And she's like, Mom, can you take these Legos apart? Mom, can you help with this? And so I feel the things that I know people are going through, and I'm seeing the people that I work with going through that. They're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like we're like day three. I don't know, day four. Like, how am I going to do this long-term? Mm-hmm. And so the program's really designed to kind of help in a really quick, resourceful way. So there'll be guided meditations, writing prompts. I'm going to throw some yoga practices in because we need some self-care, and hey, I'm a yoga teacher. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some yoga. So all of this, I'm creating, kind of rolling stuff out, organizing, and we'll get it all up by the 25th.
The 25th, which is next week.
Wednesday. Yeah.
Next Wednesday. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I will post that website in the show notes for anyone who is interested. We're going to blast this all over Facebook. We're going to do everything we need to do to make sure we get this out to the right people who need this support. Yeah. I thank you so much for your conversation, and hopefully this is super helpful for so many people. I look forward to continuing to work with you and getting all this stuff out and rolling.
One quick note on the on the website. Go on, if it's something you're interested in, go on, click on the course. It's called Mindset Overhaul. There's a couple courses on there. Click on that, and it will take you to a place where you can sign up, like put in your name and email address. Do that, because I'm sending out a coupon code. The price point on this is low, and I want to make it lower. I want like people to be able to access it for, you know, grab a couple of things at the grocery store. Or I buy myself a pair of pants, so you'd be able to access it for less than that. So. Get on that list so that you can get the code and I can get it out to you.
It's awesome. I love it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.